He said that the Lord is gracious, full of compassion. And he wants to set you free. Amen. He's full of compassion. He loves us. He loves us. You know, many of us do not know God loves us because our love is so conditional. God said he loves us in spite and despite. Amen. You do not have to perform to get God love. He loves us. Say, God loves me. In spite and despite. God loves me, period. That's all. God loves you. If you can capture that love, some miracles are taking place. Amen. Miracles are taking place. Amen. You know, the purpose of miracles and divine healing, one of the things is to relieve. And we have to help people be relieved from their problem. We are the channel of God to bring in that relief, healing. And so what God has done for you, he can do to others. I am personally grateful to God. In 15 December 1972, I was diagnosed with tuberculosis. You know, as a 22-year-old person, I do not know. I felt my whole future was off. Everything collapsed. It is at that time between 9 o'clock to 11 a.m. I began to say, God, help me. Heal me. I want to touch. I've already accepted the Lord 5 years before, but I haven't touched. I said, God, I want you. I want you. I want to tell you, I had an encounter with God, and God healed me. And because of the healing, I'm still alive. I want to tell you, he can do for you. I'm here to tell you the healing touch is real. It is not just plastic. It's not just words. It's not just in the air. No, it is going to come into your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind, your will, your emotion to your problem. It's going to touch. As God touched me, as I stand as a witness, he can do it for you. Amen. Amen. Continue to touch. Lord, I pray what you have done for me, what you did to me, for a miraculous touch that is tangible. Lord, that each one of us in this auditorium will have a miraculous touch in their lives, in their lives, in their physical body, in their spirit, soul and body, in their lives. Lord, I pray that God, who is compassionate, release that dimension. Release that dimension. Those who have gone through traumatic experience, ask God for divine relief right now. You're going through pain. You're going through struggles. You went through surgery. You went through a situation that is so traumatic. God said, I want to heal you this morning. God said, I'm the Lord that heals you. I'm the Lord. Can we sing that song? I am the Lord. Just a pianist and let's sing that song. I'm the Lord. This morning is just touch God. Touch God. It's a time of the miraculous. It's no human person. It's touch. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's sing that song. I got 7 more points, but I just can, we can hit on what God is wanting to do. Amen. I am the Lord. I set my and heal all disease. All disease. I, can you verbalize and sing it louder, please? To the Lord. You're talking to the Lord. I am the cover your that he loved me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, not only divine healing into us, I pray that you'll give us a healing ministry, a miracle ministry, a channel of releasing miracles and signs and wonders, for you are a God of miracle into every human, all humanity right now. Lord, as the world gets darker and sickness and diseases seem to be increased in a greater magnitude, I pray, Father, the love of God, and we can be an instrument to bring divine dimension. We begin divine intervention, divine healing and restoration in Jesus' name. Amen. Go with that music, Lum. Okay, I just want to say that God gives us and he wants us to demonstrate that power. It is all in the love of God. The second reason why God is releasing that dimension of miracles is number one. Number two is to prove that he is the risen Christ. I think it's real. Nobody can prove Christ. Even doctrine, even theology, we can bring it and talk it. Nothing happened. But one touch of the miracle's power, healing, will bring the whole dimension of God, that Jesus is the Son of God. It's particularly in the Muslim world, we have discovered the people, my friends who are Muslims, who became Christ, who came to the Lord, is by a miraculous touch. I pray that you and I can be an instrument. Just touch and say, when they are talking about it, say, can I pray for you? I pray for the release of your grace. Do not have to fight through, but say, Lord, touch. The miraculous God can manifest. My professor who taught me comparative religion in Bible College of Malaysia, he's an Algerian Muslim. He was a devout Muslim priest. Many have witnessed to him. Many gave him sound apologetic about Christ as the Son of God. But deep into their heart, they found difficult to believe. Until one day he had, I think, malaria. He got malaria. You do not know what to do. And so he said, since the Christians can pray for me, I want them to pray for me. So he went and just said, pray for me. Just one of the members of the board, a Christian, you know, he prayed. And this man do not know what to do. He said, Lord Jesus, you love him. I pray for healing and restoration, something like that. A very simple word. And instantly he found Christ. And he saw Jesus appear to him, manifest as the Son of God. He turned, his life turned, left his the mosque and went to college, and he became a professor a professor in Egypt Bible school, and he teaches about the reality of God. And what I'm saying to you, testimonies after testimony, is only an encounter of the miraculous power of God that changed his entire life mindset to be broken, everything. And so you have the answer. And I pray that we can be able to prove that Jesus is the Son of God, is only the miraculous power of God. To prove that Jesus is risen from the dead. Because no one has said, I've been challenged and say, how do you know Jesus has risen from the dead? You take it off from history book. But I tell you, it's only the miraculous touch of the death, burial, resurrection, the power of the resurrection that brings foundation. You can do it. You can do it. The third reason is, the fourth is to identify true biblical ministry. We are a church and we got to be Bible-based. We say Christ-centered, but our ministry should be Bible-based. What is Bible-based? Jesus-based. What Jesus did in the four gospels, now he can do it in the Spirit through the church. And we have to have the miraculous work again. Mark chapter 16, go into all the world and he gave the miraculous evidences that will follow. Things and signs and wonders. These are not for the Bible pages. It's to be expressed. And you and I can be an instrument to release the power. Power of God. You know, we have authority over demonic spirit. One of the things that is going to happen recently, God told me, he says, when people mock God, this is the time God going to make divine intervention. You remember Herod the king, I think it's Acts chapter 12, when he began to help the people of the food, he began to give an oration. He began to give a speech that as though he is so mighty, and he began to make a speech. And you know what the people say? These are not the words of man, but of God. At that time, you see, Herod is in the Roman government because of the Jews. And he built a temple. And so because of the God of the Jews, the Judaism, and he's there representing the God of the Bible or the God of the Jews. And here he comes and he accepted the glory that man gave only to God. The moment he accepted, you know, something happened. An angel of the Lord just struck him. And eventually not only struck him, he didn't die instantly. He died slowly by worms. Dying by worms is very painful. You go to some other third world people, children dying through worms is a very horrible sight and painful process. And I believe now when so many people, arrogant people, celebrities mocking Jesus, I tell you, time has come. Time has come that God will not have his name spoilt or defamed or abused. God is going to come. And this can be done only through the miraculous ministry. Either going to show mercy or going to show judgment. These are the time. God is the miraculous ministry. True biblical ministry have to do with miracles and signs and wonders and healing. Say with me, true miracle ministry, true biblical ministry or Bible ministry have to have the miraculous and the supernatural in it, because we worship a supernatural God. Amen. Amen. Okay, can we put... It is true the ministry of the miraculous that people will be drawn. You can preach and teach and many things, but if there is no dimension of the Holy Spirit and the healing and the miraculous power, nothing will happen. But one miracle, one healing of the crippled man after the day of Pentecost by John and Peter and John, that turned the whole Roman world and the people to believe. We need the miraculous back again. Okay, it is by the Spirit of God. True Bible ministry will draw people. I remember I came from a church that did not believe in the miracles. It's a mainline church. I was born again. I'm so grateful for the missionaries who brought in the gospel in 1968. I'm so happy. But everything they said, but there was no miracles. Whereas the village where I live, the heathens have miracles. Many have their miracles. And it became a confusing state. I asked the pastor, why is this happening? And he could not give. But when I was healed and filled with the Holy Spirit, I knew God will be brought, people will be brought. I knew the miraculous touch. So in that, somewhere 90, 70, 71, 72, just before my healing, I saw a minister from India came, and all he did was in a cell group. He began to pray for the sick, and he began to cast out devil. And there was a man who was an ex-Indian Muslim, Indian medium, got up and began to manifest. And all he did was, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of the man. And the man just sat down, just said, come, and was healed. You know, that miracle brought me closer to the Lord. That miracle brought that community in that cell group and the people to the Lord. One miracle can change, can draw people. You want to draw people? Go back into the signs and wonders ministry. Amen. 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 Do I make sense? Yes. One miracle, and you in 2019, you are the channel which in God is going to have. You lay hands, you pray for the sick, you cast out devil. Once you start moving into the supernatural, I tell you, people will be drawn. And in a world of so much of skepticals, many people mock God and mock churches, intellectual people who think that they know better than God, you can draw them by the miracle ministry. Amen. Amen. What I'm saying to you is we can bring them back and bring them back to the Lord. There is a drawing power in the miracle gospel. You can turn people to God and to believe the gospel. You know, false religion. There's only one true God. There's no other true God, no other gods. One God. False religion has put a lot of bondage in us, fear in us. That when the moment they see a God who is bigger than their gods, who can do miracles and signs, and I can touch and personal God, things will change. Amen. They will believe and turn to the Lord. You know, God, miracle ministry bring gospel, bring glory to God. Glory to God is back to God. God wants His people to have the glory, wants to bring glory to God, and it's a healing miracle ministry that can bring this dimension. And lastly, here I put it lastly, it's because every miracle, every signs and wonders that you release as people, ordinary people who accepted the Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit, will increase faith in God's people. You know what the church needs? He needs people to do great exploit for God. You want to increase their faith. It's the signs, wonders, miracle ministry will take place. 2019 is a year that the Holy Spirit is going to take you and me to a higher level, that miracles and signs and wonders are a common event. It's going to be 24/7, beginning in your life. You know, we struggle. As Pastor, I've seen people struggle. When they're sick, they go, no avenue to get prayed for. We depend on medical science, praise the Lord. But there's a divine healing miracles, praying for the sick. Miracles are one of the avenue. We got to learn 24/7 how to tap on God. The second one that we all struggle is finances. But God can provide you from heaven. There's someone visited heaven and told us that there is an angel called the Angels of Finances. God is releasing it in 2019. He says, churches and want to extend the kingdom of God, people who want to do the will of God, there is a breakthrough of finance that is coming in. This is not a prosperity gospel. I'm talking to you, you can tap on to your needs and to your problem and to extend the kingdom of God. This is the hour. And so this morning, when I was told, when I felt I should preach the gospel, the Lord spoke to me very strongly. It's a season and a time of permanent miracle to take place. I've come to declare that the dimension of the miracle and the 8 purposes that I've discovered will now be activated in your life and my life. Amen. It's going to be tangible in physical healing, because sicknesses and diseases are going to come, and science is going to say, we are losing the war on the sicknesses and diseases and cancers. But I tell you, we are going to win by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I pray that there will be an explosion this morning by the of the miraculous. He said, Jane Heyman said, it's going to be a time of birthing, a seasons of birthing. July is going to be a time that there's going to birth into the Spirit. It could be difficult, but it's going to birth into the Spirit. And I believe one of the birthing is the miraculous signs and miracle. Whatever you're going to touch, you're going to you bring blessing. You know, we talk about Zion. Zion is here. Zion is the house of God, the gateway to heaven. The Zion is the presence of God, the dimensions that we have. Zion is here, and actually the release of the kingdom of God. Do you know wherever you go, you extend the kingdom of God? Do you know that you have power? Do you know wherever you go, demons actually are frightened of us? Do you know religious people are frightened of you? The world knows. Many spirit world knows, but we are the only one who do not know what we hold. You're holding a dynamic power. You're holding a dynamo in your hand, or you're holding a hand grenade in your hand. You can be dangerous to the enemy. But God says, you are bigger than anything. No religious power can come against the name of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. God works through you. I do not know how to articulate, but I tell you that it's going to be an explosion in your life and my life. Can we sing this song, I'm the Lord that heals you? Just I want you to activate this, activate this dimension. You carry the miraculous. You carry the healing. You carry power that can demolish the works of the enemy. You carry the power of the blood of Jesus that wash all of sins as repentance. You carry a message of healing, restoration, strength, hope, a house of God, gateway to heaven, giving hope to this generation and next generation and next generation if there's another generation. We are being giving hope, and it is all found in Jesus, Jesus and His church. Amen. Let's sing this song and let's reach out to God. I am the Lord. You can be seated or standing. Just reach out to them. That healer. Can you put up this words? Your healer. Everybody sing to the Lord. Lord, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You sent your word. You are the Lord. Continue to sing. Gio, come and get back up. That healer. Use a song and touch God. I want someone in your neighbor to touch each person. As we sing this song, pray for the next person. Okay, be somebody pray for you. As we sing this song, you. This is a body ministry. A corporate anointing being released right now. Get ready for your ministry. Get ready for the calling from heaven. Expect a miracle. Believe for a miracle. Believe for a divine miracle, instant or progressive. But God is touching you and also giving you a miraculous ministry. The Lord, my healer. Oh God, your word and heal all disease. You know, the compassion of the Lord is coming. Compassion of the Lord is here. Thank you, Lord. Continue on. Is there any other song on healing of smooth going like this? Sure. Expect a miracle. Expect a divine miracle in your situation, even in your bodies. Nothing is impossible. God is in control. God is on the throne. He remembers His throne, His home. God is on the throne. He's in charge. Just heal yourself and say, God, you work it through. I may not understand, but God is working out things in your life. Jesus, I feel Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for joy has been restored in this place. To softly. You know, you're very important to God. You're special to God. Look at your thumbprint in your mother's womb. God has to knit the whole special thumbprint, one in the entire universe. From creation until now, only one kind. You're very important to God. Your value comes when you accept Christ, and you're valuable, and you have a destiny. Don't devaluate yourself. The world will devaluate you, but our value is in God through Jesus Christ. When you receive Jesus, say, I'm special. I'm special. I'm born for a destiny. I'm born in God's timing. Everything is in God. I receive my identity in Christ. In Christ. I need to tell this. You're very important. You're not useless. You're no nobody. You're special. Look at your thumbprint. Only one in the whole entire universe from creation. You are special. Hallelujah. Can we sing that song? That is, just before that, I want to put in that Christmas message. I want you to verbalize, because in it there is an ingredient that you are important to God. Okay, can you verbalize with me? 1, 2, 3.
Give that will change your life forever. Really gave to us Godhead. Eternal Godhead became involved in the Christian church. Jehovah God gave his Son, Jesus Christ, to the world for the redemption of the church. Jesus Christ gave the Holy Spirit.
These three ingredients will change your life. You'll be used mightily. In the prayer meeting, I said that in one of the days when I was praying over Byford, by the way, we'll be buying the Byford property, and my next month things will, we'll have two services. Okay, I've been praying, and I saw heaven just open, and a liquid like honey was pouring out. And one of the things that the Lord say, healing virtue is coming sovereignly. Healing virtue is going to flow. And you and I are going to be the channel, not a traditional way, but healing in your 24 hours lifestyle, in your place of work, in every place you can tap on to the power of God. It's in the Holy Spirit. And this, put it again, let's verbalize. And I pray, Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see what God is speaking to us. This was my Christmas message, which Sister Karen typed it up. Okay, say it again. The gift
that will change your life forever. Free grace is God gave. Eternal God gave. Give more than we deserve. Joy.
Father, hallelujah. I activate your desire from heaven, though we are limited in our vocabulary to explain. But God, in your sovereignty for each one of us, I pray for a downpour of God's grace. The love of God and communion will take us onto a new realm, that each of us will become channel of God's love, for salvation, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and for a demonstration of the miracles and the healing virtue to a lost and a dying world. I activate that power. Let the compassion of God be so real. Lord, make us instrument of righteousness. Make us instrument in every place where we are. Lord, we are the problem solver. We can solve because we have Jesus, the answer. I pray for the anointing of your grace of God. I pray for the anointing of the grace of God. I pray for the anointing of the love of God. I pray for the anointing of the communion, a divine communion, to take us to a new level, that we will never be the same. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit at this time working, Lord. We know the days are dark and the days are night and it's getting late, Lord, that we will do what you have called us for. I pray for open our eyes to see things from your perspective. Help us to see, God. Help us to do thy will. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing this. I see Jesus. I want you to just rise to your feet. Just touch God. You want to pray for someone, you can feel free. There is no limitation. We are part of the body of Christ. You want to pray for one another, you can pray right now as we sing this song.